riding the horse, was quite joyous, his face shining like the sun. She was sure that her father Haman was riding the horse, with Mordechai being forced to lead him. A wonderful opportunity to shame Mordechai, she thought, as she dumped the contents of her smelly garbage out the window on his head. The vile waste landed right on Haman's head. He looked up to see who had done such a terrible thing to him. Recognizing her father, Haman's daughter collapsed and fell out the window. You okay? She died from the fall. Haman returned home that day, mourning with his head covered, mourning for his daughter, ashamed about what had happened.
Zeresh, I'm home.
Big deal. Big deal.
My wife and friends, come over here.
Do we have to?
Don't think I have lost to Mordechai. He got away from me this time, but he won't get away again. I'll hang him yet.
I'm not too sure about that, Haman. The Jews are compared to the dust and compared to the stars. When they fall all the way to the dust. But when they rise, they go up to the stars. Now that you've started to fall, you will never overcome him. You will only fall more and more and more.
We have come to bring Haman to the king's party. Come on, hurry up, will you?
Everything's ready, and the king and queen are waiting, and here you are at home chatting with your friends.
Some manners. Come on, let's go, boy. You smell bad. Haman, you were supposed to lead the horse, not follow it.
Won't you give me a few minutes to shower?
No, siree. There's no time now. Come along. No time to change a shower. Come on, hurry up. Don't make any excuses. Let's go. Hurry up. Come on, come on. Let's go. No time to make any excuses. Let's go.
Your Majesty, Haman has just arrived.
Ah, Haman, my dear friend and close advisor. Welcome, welcome. Look at this beautiful banquet that my Queen Esther has prepared. Why don't you come and sit right next to me?
Why, certainly.
On second thought, maybe you'd better sit over there. Ooh. Esther, my queen, this feast is truly fit for a king.
Thank you.
Esther, you can ask me whatever you desire, up to half the kingdom, and it is yours. What's the matter, Esther? Why are you crying?
If I have pleased the king, and if the king thinks it good, then grant me my life as my wish, and the lives of my people as my request.
Esther, what in the world are you talking about?
It was always a secret, but I must finally tell you. I am a Jew, a descendant of the famed King Shaul. I and my people have been sold to be killed, slain, and annihilated. If we had only been sold as slaves, I would have remained silent, for the suffering would not be equal to the king's loss. But how can I remain silent when I and my people are all to be killed?
What? To kill the people of my queen? How dare someone do such a despicable act? Who could that be? Tell me, where is he? Who is he?
He's right here, the enemy himself. This wicked man, Haman.
What? Haman? My own prime minister? Planning to kill my queen?
Must be some mistake. Not I.
This is too much. Esther, excuse me while I step out a moment to the garden. I need some fresh air. What a beautiful garden, so peaceful and tranquil. Just what I need to relax. What in the world are you doing? You're chopping down my priceless castani trees.
I'm just carrying out orders. Timber!
What orders? Whose orders? I didn't give any orders.
Look, mister, will you stop acting like you're the king around here or something? Haman ordered me to chop down these trees, and that's it. Now stop bothering me so I can do my job, will you?
What's going on here? This garden is supposed to relax me. Last time I got upset here, it resulted in Queen Vashti's execution. That was Haman's fault, too. So, Haman thinks he's the king of this palace, does he? I'll show him a thing or two. I'm going back in there right now.
Meanwhile, back at the party, Haman was pleading with Queen Esther for his life.
But Esther, you never told me you were a Jewess. What? I'm losing my balance. Whoops.
Haman, I want to ask you about... What? Will he even attack the queen with me in the house? Guards! Guards!
You're here.
The will of the king!
Grab this man and cover his face. I no longer wish to set eyes upon him. Now I've seen everything.
Your Majesty...
Yes, Carvorna?
Your Majesty, you ain't seen nothing yet. Take a look out the window at Haman's house and see the architectural feat of all times. Hurry, 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 and see the world's largest gallows now standing in Haman's backyard. Yes, sirree, this beauty is made up of 100% thornwood and soars an incredible 50 cubits high into the sky. Haman Hagagi had planned to hang Mordechai the Jew, the loyal advisor who saved the king's life, right up on that pole, right before your very eyes. I overheard his plans when I went to bring him to this party.
What? Is that what Haman was planning to do? Why did he need such a tall gallows? He must have been plotting to hang me and my officers as well. I want Haman hanging on that gallows. Take him away!
Haman was hanged on the gallows that he had built for Mordechai. The king's anger vanished immediately. It was as if nothing had ever happened. Hashem Yisbarach's anger also was calmed. A certain feeling of peace and tranquility settled on the world.
Hey, Nutti, take a look. It's Haman hanging on the gallows.
Sure. Hashem has accepted our teshuvah.
Look, up there, on the gallows.
It's a Rosha.
It's a Mushkas.
It's Haman!
Yes, it's Haman, wicked descendant of Amalek, who used his powers and abilities to stop the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Haman, who tried to change the course of history by destroying the Jewish people, but was stopped by Hadassah, the daughter of Abihail, who, disguised as Queen Esther, mild-mannered queen for the great Persian Empire, fought a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Torah way.
Come, all Yidden, let's sing a niggun.
That very day, King Ahasuerush gave Haman's estate to Queen Esther. The king honored Mordechai by giving him his signet ring. A decree was written and signed in the name of King Ahasuerush that the Jewish people may destroy every armed force of their enemies on the 13th day of the month of Adar. This had been the day Haman planned to destroy all of the Jews. Mordechai left the king's presence in royal garments with a large crown. On the 13th of Adar, Haman's 10 sons were killed and hanged. The Bnei Yisrael destroyed many of their enemies and accepted on themselves the holiday of Purim. Kimu v'kiblu, they re-accepted the Torah with love and devotion. Under Mordechai, the king's empire grew stronger. Mordechai sought the good of his people. He took the monies of Haman's estate and used them toward the eventual reconstruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the Holy Temple. He was concerned for the welfare of all his posterity. V'dover shalom l'chol zaro.